This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And in the studio with us this morning
is
the subdued Vic Krause.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
Wake up.
Good morning, sir. Oh. How are you?
Gentlemen, always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Here we go.
Here we go.
He's got nothing better to do, huh?
Man. Oh, we had big problems yesterday. Big problems.
No,
it was
no.
a Monday, but big problems in the Warbird area.
Why? You had
well,
too
we
many
talked
Warbirds?
Yesterday about the People's Choice Award, where you vote for your own, and it's people. You know, there's no rules, and they do whatever they would like.
Right.
And vote for the plane of their choice, whatever the color, year, I don't care. Blimps, that's the only thing we disqualify. So what happens? Right out of the box, we catch a guy counterfeiting the ballots.
Oh, my
For God's sake. I'm thinking, really?
So
it gets
like, hey,
worse.
Can you make 100 more for us?
Yeah, it gets worse. So we caught another guy. He voted for, you know, if you have a Warbird in here at AirVenture in the Warbirds area, you're not supposed to vote because, you know, you're going to vote for your own plane. What did we get? A guy put like 17 ballots in for his own aircraft. So he got disqualified. Honestly, I never figured I'd see so much graft in the Warbird
corruption,
community.
Yeah.
Quite, yes,
did
absolutely.
Did you see any
right.
collusion yet?
There were a couple, you know what? There was a couple of Yak 52 guys kind of hovering around the ballot box. And, you know,
yeah.
I'm thinking,
oh.
we are going to have Russian collusion on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, this could be a problem.
Not a problem. But so, yeah. Anyway, yeah, quite a day yesterday. We pulled in about, between the three ballot boxes, I don't know, about 700 votes.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty strong.
In the first day.
Pretty strong, especially. Yeah, and, you know, there was the aircraft were really arriving, so we didn't have the flushed-out feel that we got this morning. And good news, Flightline, Fighter Town, solid. It's packed now with P-51s. They had to hold them off because the
right.
low area was soft. But it's full. The tram rides now are full route, weaving through all the aircraft.
All
so,
right. Vic, here's the question on everybody's mind. How many Mustangs do you have right now?
I didn't count this morning. I'm going to give you an estimate. I'd say there were 17 to 19 already.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. And
now,
wait,
don't
but
count
there'll
that
be a
XP-82
lot more.
Twice now.
Did you see that XP in the air?
No, I didn't. I saw him pushing it on the ground.
I saw
they
it
did
this
a
morning.
6 o'clock, six exactly startup, and 351s and the XP went up, and then they did a flyby from southeast to northwest. We just stood there and just stunned. When do you see that? That thing went by. It was beautiful. Absolutely
well, I'm hoping
beautiful.
To catch that.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, I had a great day yesterday. Full lines the whole day for the tour. Got a chance to go to the exhibit halls. I ran into John Goodwin, the guy that owns the parent company that bought out Trade-A-Plane, and he has a host of other publications. Great guy. And we spent some time together. Him, Linda Bennett, his coordinator for air shows and trade shows. Super people. One of our sponsors. But did you see this second issue July Trade-A-Plane?
No,
not yet.
Not yet. It looks. I was going to bring one to you, but I gave the two or three I had away. It looks like a Warbird memorial issue. Like, there's all kinds of stuff in there. A full-page ad with the scavenger hunt going on. They reprinted it, full color, full page. They printed ballots for the People's Choice Award. They printed a big call-out to all of our sponsors, thanking them for supporting us. It was, like I say, it was a Warbird memorial issue. And great people, great people. John's a great guy.
There you go.
Sounds like you're having way too much fun down there.
Yeah, then we went to we did Hartzell threw a big bash for, as they do every year, for a lot of industry people. What a...
But wait a minute. We're going to give them big props, Hartzell.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
Oh, my goodness.
So
wow.
Yeah, anyway, that was fun. Then we went to the concert. How about the Animal Ears What and the Frey Guys? Yeah.
I love the way you said that, Animal Ears What. No, they were good.
They were good.
They were...
Did you go?
Oh, yeah, we went. And we had the impromptu air show during the concert.
Man, them guys ripped, didn't they?
They're answering questions this morning, I'm sure.
Holy cow.
They were throwing those airplanes around.
Yeah, and everything was vibrating.
Yep.
They really were. My wife said, I swear, she said, I saw the one, I think it was a Raptor, she said it looked like he was skidding.
It's exactly what he did.
Skidding.
Yep. It's a post-stall maneuver, but wow.
Thing, he had all that horsepower going, and it was amazing. So, yeah, quite a day. Having fun. You bet. Monday. Sure.
What's special for today? Anything?
Yeah, so get ready. Like Warbirds in Review over on Warbird Alley. this morning, the 10 o'clock show. Of course, Teresa Eamon, we talked about her yesterday. She'll sing at 10 and 1. But the 10 o'clock show is going to be a tribute to the 70th anniversary of the T-28 and the T-34 Mentor. And the 1 o'clock show is huge. Because why? Here's why. They're calling it the Year of the Fighter. And ostensibly, they're ramping up for the tribute to probably one of the most iconic aces of World War II, Bud Anderson. And today at 1 is the Warbirds in Review of the P-51 Old Crow. But
nice.
It's going to be, I don't know, you'll probably be lucky to get within a quarter mile of those stands. But do everyone
come. Are you
kidding?
We're celebrities, man. We can get to at least a half a mile.
Yeah, well, you're going to have a drone bring you over and hold
drop
you up. But really, we want to call out everyone that is interested in the iconic men and women of the Second World War. Come over and honor Bud Anderson. We're going to pay him a tremendous tribute, which he so rightfully deserves. So I'll be looking forward to seeing you bad boys.
All right.
Boy, we got a full schedule today.
Yeah, what time is that again? 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock?
It's going to cut into lunchtime. Yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah. 1 o'clock, yeah.
We're going to have to hustle.
That's it. You guys always hustle. I've never seen you sit still for very long.
Well, you didn't see us last night, Ben.
Oh, my.
Yeah, sat still.
Anyway, yeah, tram tour is going on. Booked every ride.
How long does the tram tour take?
30 minutes. And we're doing, two an hour. Got a couple trams. Hey, great news. So I was just told by Bill Fisher, the executive director of Warbirds of America, they made a deal. They're buying, not borrowing, renting, or loaning. We're buying two more cars. So the trams are going to be three-car trams next year with a much greater capacity.
Good.
And we'll be able to deliver a lot more grins and giggles.
I want us to arrange an EAA radio tram so we can bring all the interns and everything and let them do the tram.
You know what? All that's possible. And this year we got a call, and they say, we know you don't start the trams till Monday. But we've had some young ladies that were part of what they call, I guess, Girl Venture over at the EAA Museum. They were like interns for the summer, or I don't know, a couple weeks. And they said, could you guys, as part of the reward process for them, do a special tour VIP for them on Sunday? It's a day early. But so we scrambled, found the microphones for the tram.
Right.
And got a couple tours together for those gals, and it was a little limited because of the wetness of the grounds, but we did a full tour for them, and they had a great time. They were a lot of fun.
Good. We got to do that.
It's a happy ending. I know I've been on the tram a couple of times, and it's just superb. The docents you have know their stuff. I'm impressed with them.
And that's quite a compliment coming from you. You've drilled down into this
kidding?
World War II.
He doesn't know anything. Come on.
I am not by any means the most knowledgeable aircraft buff out there.
Pretty knowledgeable. Don't kid me, Eddie.
But
I know.
These docents that you have, they're on the money.
Thank you.
And they have a good delivery, too. They have a sense of humor. They convey the message behind the aircraft, but they twist it a little with a little humor. And that goes a long way.
You know something? When this started out, the tram tour 9 years ago, and that's what I did mostly in the beginning, was narrating. Because we didn't have anybody. I think we had a radio flyer. You got in the back of the wagon. We took kind of...
Yeah, drug you around.
Drug you around and yelled at you. So, no, but it was a real modest beginning for us. A little 10-by-10 canopy and 10-by-10. And so, but it's grown into a pretty big affair with amazing sponsors. And we're very thrilled to have people like Aeroshell, Hartzell, Covington, Concord, Trade a Plane, Heritage, Aero, all these folks getting behind this thing. But I kind of prided myself, I'm quite the narrator.
Yeah.
I'm pretty funny. I make these folks laugh pretty good. And then once I bumped out of that and got into more marketing the attraction and setting up the sponsorships and stuff, guys came in and started filling in. And a year or two later, I'm listening to some of these fellas and, kind of auditing how they're doing. I'm thinking, I'll see if they're as good as me. These guys blew me away. They are so entertaining. They're just, and they love this. This is what they come here to do, is narrate or brief. One of the two, and they're just so much better than I could ever have hoped to have been.
Well, they're
truly experts.
You're saying that you have probably 17 or 19 P-51s. There is something that was done here many years ago, and I'd love to see Warbirds Over America do it again. They rolled a dozen Mustangs out during the night show and lit them up.
Just pull them up on the runway
and just run them up. Yeah. I think that would be fantastic.
I'm gonna draw your attention back to probably the mid-90s, and a gentleman was the president of the North American Trainer Association, all the T6 guys. And I don't want to misspeak his last name and be disrespectful, Carl. And he organized, it was, I think, the 60th anniversary, and we put up a formation. I flew in, actually, back at that time. I was doing formation. And we put up a big 60-watt formation going down the flight line. But one of the things he did before we all launched, and I don't know how many planes, there were a boatload, like 35, or it was a lot of sixes. I remember waiting 1 hour in that plane with the prop spinning to take the runway, and it took us a while. We all turned, canted, so the collector, the exhaust on that six was aimed at the audience, aimed at the show line, and just brought them up and did the run-ups all at once.
Yep.
And there was 30 plus. Right. And some of them flipped the smoke button on. Yep. It was, always fun. But the sound was amazing. But the 51s with those beautiful Merlins.
Yep.
That would be very, very cool to do.
I want to thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
And we're going to get up there to Warbird Alley and do that tramp.
Definitely.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.